Appreciate everybody coming. Exciting day today. A lot of action. Really excited to get Jair Alexander under our squad. He's an exciting corner, cover corner, who has explosive speed. You know, physical, aggressive, competitive kid. So we're really excited to have him, and I'll take some questions from there.
How far back were you thinking about making the initial move with the Seahawks? They clearly needed picks or wanted picks, not having very many. Was this one of the scenarios you were talking about on Monday when you said the call started a week ago, you mapped everything out, you played through scenarios?
Yeah, you know, I think you think about a lot of those things. I don't know if you haven't mapped out to move that far back, then come back up. But you kind of knew what the likely trade partners might be for something like that. So it wasn't mapped out. It was something there's a lot of action from the beginning to the end. And I knew once we got back to 27 that if I wanted to get back up, that would be one. That was one of the first calls.
Were you thinking about selecting him at 14 when you were on the clock?
He was in consideration, absolutely. When we got to 14, we had a kind of a number of players that we felt were similar value, and that's what was one of the decisions to move back.
Your quarterback turns 35 this year. What made it worthwhile to give up a third rounder now for a higher pick next year?
You know, I thought the ability to get a first-round pick in next year's draft was something that wasn't something that I think that we started out thinking about, you know, trying to acquire, but it was just too good to pass up, quite frankly. Those first-round picks don't come around very often, and we just thought it was in our best interest to do that. We were going to get the same value player, in my mind, once that trade came up.
So, Brian, when you moved back to 27, you weren't sure you were getting back up into
– I felt confident we could. But, you know, it's the draft's one of those things you can't predict it. So, but I felt confident we could. There was nothing, you know, set at that time. So,
Jared said he never talked with the Packers before the draft and was surprised that you ended up taking him. Were you surprised at all with how the first round unfolded for you and surprised you actually ended up taking Jared?
Not surprised how everything kind of fell, and not surprised that we took him. He was one of those targets early on that we liked quite a bit. All our scouts that went into Louisville this year liked him quite a bit. So we did talk to him on numerous occasions, but those guys talked to so many different scouts and people. I'm sure that get a little cloudy. He was a guy from early on and probably the fall that our guys were really excited about.
It's your first draft as GM and your first move. Is going to be a trade back. Is there a little anxiety on your part knowing that everyone, who's going to be his first pick, and then you trade back? What's that process like to not make that pick?
Yeah, well, I think, you go into it kind of having a lot of different ideas about what could happen, whether you're going to move up, whether you're going to move back, stay and pick, how it's going to fall. How it fell kind of determined that option. You know, like as it fell, and then you had a certain amount of players you thought were equal value, and you thought you could move back and still get a similar type player. That's kind of how that, you know, happened. So just thought, you know, when we had that opportunity to move back and gain that first-round pick for next year, I thought that was the best interest for us. And then I felt pretty confident about getting back up.
He's shown us some of the corners that you've brought in the past. When you watch the film, what are the things that he does to kind of compensate?
Yeah, you know, he's 197, 200 pounds. He's very physical, very aggressive. When you have a corner that lacks great height like that, sometimes you start to, you know, is he just a nickel? Can he play inside, play outside? I think all of our staff, not only in personnel staff, but our coaching staff, felt really good about him playing inside and outside. He's a dynamic, explosive athlete. So we felt really good about kind of making, and he was kind of right on the Mendoza line. So,
Brian, I know you don't want to obviously tip your hand, but one pick right now on Friday, 10 on Saturday, is it a safe bet you're not done trading and moving around the board here?
You never can predict it. I think the way that our board looks right now, I would assume we would move around a little bit. We have a lot of picks, and you know, there's areas of the board that we feel really good about, so I would assume we would.
When you were on that pick and New Orleans called, were you getting other calls, and did they just kind of blow you away with what they had said?
You know, we were getting calls throughout the day from the time it started, you know. So we were fielding calls, you know, even when the first four or five picks were going on, we were fielding calls, moving up, moving back. Obviously, there's a ton of calls this week. A lot of these things are kind of you know, discuss throughout the week about, hey, if this happens. So a lot of calls. It was pretty exciting. I think our guys did a great job on the phone, kind of getting the information to me so that I could kind of, you know, make the decisions that I had to make. Yeah, I mean, it was, I think, you know, this was a fun day. I think, you know, we helped the Packers, and we're excited for tomorrow and Saturday.
Was Are you able to leverage two teams wanting that hit, or did they just call and say, this is what you got, and you had to think about it?
Yeah, we, like I said, we, I wouldn't use the word leverage, but we had a lot of things going on, so.
Brian, how hard would you say you tried to move up?
We were in a lot of discussions moving up. You know, for me, moving up was all dependent on who was there, you know. And as kind of the way it fell, we got to a certain point where then we were out of moving up, you know. But we early on we were in it quite a bit. But as it fell, once certain players were off the board, then we decided we were going to stick and pick or we were going to move back.
Jair kind of indicated that he didn't feel he was healthy at all last year, even when he did play. Mm-hmm. Is there something to be learned about a player playing as well as he did when he didn't feel like he was healthy?
You know, I think there's guys that have enough grit to play through things and play at a high level still, you know. I think he's one of those kind of guys. I think between the 16 and 17 film, we thought we were getting a dynamic player. And, you know, I do think that in this league, you know, you're not going to be healthy, you know, all the time. So you better be able to play when you're nicked. You can't be pulling yourself out, you know. And we felt pretty good about Jair's ability to stay in there.
But some of the other moves you made at corner with Tremont, Devon this offseason, when you look at the depth chart and how it might look on the field, is Jair kind of a guy you see being in the slot a lot early?
You know, he's a rookie. I think, you know, the coaching staff, once we get our hands on him and see him out there, they'll start to see where that ends up. We're very confident he could do both. But, you know, that'll all be dependent on what's best for the defense, you know. But I think he'll be cross-trained at both, and then wherever we need him. So.
Does he kind of finalize your depth chart there as far as corner, the work you needed to do at cornerback this offseason? Do you feel like you have you're set at that position going forward?
I don't know if we ever feel like we're set, you know, anywhere. I mean, if we have an opportunity to take good players anywhere, despite what, you know, our team looks like right now, we're going to take good players. And, you know, I feel really good about the addition, you know, the additions we've made. You know, I think getting our defense to a championship level is something we're still very much in progress.
Brian, going back to Brian's question about making that decision with the first pick. Mm-hmm. I know you're not up there. You don't care about what's going on. But you blew up Twitter when you traded out on your very first pick.
Negative or positive?
I don't know. But it had to take some guts to do that, right? I mean, did you have to check internally? Okay.
I think I touched on it when I was up here last time about, you know, you go through all these scenarios. Okay, if this happens, you know, I'm like, what could happen? So I felt really prepared as the draft fell. Like, we went through these scenarios. Okay, if this happens, this is an opportunity. And so when we were sitting there and that opportunity presented itself, we had gone through it. I felt really good about it. You know, there was no hesitation in it. I mean, you know, you work in this business a long time and you're on the clock, and this is the first time you could pick a player. So certainly, you know, that's in your mind. But at the same time, this was something that we had prepared for. And then it was about, you know, as soon as I hung up the phone, as soon as they told us it was done, we were off the clock. Now is, let's see if we can get in this range. So it was just, you know, you're just going. You don't really, I don't think you ponder a lot of those things. It's just about executing, you know. So,
Brian, how much quality did you think was there? Would it be there at 27 if you would stay put?
I felt good that if we got, you know, if we stayed at 27, that there'd be a player that we would be able to pick kind of in the range we wanted to. But at the same time, I knew if we could get, you know, 7-8 picks higher, we'd be right where I wanted to be to get the player that I wanted to get.
So. How much did his return ability enter into your evaluation?
Yeah, a little bit, sure. I mean, that's, you know, the more you can do. And, you know, he's, like I said, he's a really versatile, talented, confident player and tough. And that's, I think, his play style is the, is kind of what, you know, what we want to find in a player. So
you had Edmonds in here for a visit, and you had James in here for a visit. Mm-hmm. So I assume that you like those guys. Ultimately, what was the decision, Alexander over those guys? Was it merely just a draft pick, or was Alexander your guy?
You know what? All those guys were good players, and we liked them. I think for us, it was just that was the choice that we made. I think what we thought was best for the Green Bay Packers at that time. We would have been happy with either one of those players as well, but we just thought this one was something that we couldn't pass up.
Brian, more please. Brian, with Alexander, he's one of the fastest guys in the draft. Mm-hmm. You kind of touched on it. He talks a lot. He's got some attitude. Are those two things you felt like you had to instill in your defense?
I liked his aggressiveness. I like his competitiveness. He plays with a passion for the game. He's certainly not afraid to accept challenges. So, yes, those are those things we look for in all the players that we try to acquire. But I don't know if we need to really instill it in our defense. We have a lot of guys like that, but it's certainly something that attracted us to him.
Hey, Brian, when you were preparing for all these scenarios, mm-hmm. had you looked at the 19 draft? I mean, is that a consideration? Did you look and see how deep it is when you're considering you might get a pick next year?
Sure. Some of that comes into play, Our knowledge of that draft class, especially nowadays when the junior classes are so heavy and you don't really know how that's going to unfold. But that certainly plays a part in it. Multiple first-round picks, we haven't had a lot of those around here, and I just thought it was something I wanted to do.
Looking at your roster from a broader perspective, I think you've added your three fastest players in the past two drafts, maybe three of the four fastest on 40 time. Mm-hmm. How much of an emphasis, especially carrying into this spring, has that been, especially in the defensive backfield, to add speed there?
Yeah, I think adding speed is always important. The 40 times aren't as important to me as play speed. Obviously the 40 times are a verification of play speed, but play speed is, an explosiveness on the field is what matters to us, and we'd like to continue to add more guys like that.
You said on Monday that, you wanted to stay calm and have that calm hand like Ted had. I'm guessing there's also some adrenaline going through you, though,
sure.
When these things are going. How did you succeed at keeping that calmness, and did you get to hit golf balls today?
Yeah. I did not get to hit golf balls today. I did get some time away, but I did not get to hit golf balls. I felt like I stayed relatively calm. I felt really good about it, how it went. I just felt we were so prepared that nothing was a surprise, which was comforting. The guys in the room were comforting. I don't know if they would tell you that, but I felt really, really calm and prepared. I think, and that's the key. I think when you're prepared, then you have a chance to stay that way. Like I said, we did a lot of things. We moved back. We moved back in. Up, and there's a lot of things going on. We had some new guys on the phones, which was I was kind of anxious to see how that might go, and they knocked it out of the park. So I was really happy with the way the day went. We got a lot more to do, and we're excited to get back in here tomorrow.